Galaxy X. The New Furniture. Lesson 11. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. 3 centuries later, his great-great-great-grandson, N.O. Hope, tried to open the safe because the air on Earth was running out. He couldn't open it, so he put the safe into a capsule together with a message on a cassette and sent them into space. It is now the 31st century, and the capsule has been found in Galaxy X, where the oxygen is running out. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gergely Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. They discovered that the first tape and translation both contained the expression to hand in one's notice. Slowly but surely, they are collecting the expressions. The first 4 are to hand in one's notice, odds and ends, out of order, and to put up with somebody or something.
So I'm awfully sorry, but would you mind coming round to my flat instead of the laboratory?
Of course not.
I think you know where it is, don't you?
In the new housing estate north of the stadium, isn't it?
That's right. My block is the yellow one, and I live on the 426th floor, number 41.
What did you say? Which floor? Blast this video telephone.
What did you say, Greg?
I said, bless this video telephone. Which block and floor did you say?
Yellow block, 426th floor, number 41.
Fine. I'm sure I'll find your flat. See you, Prof.
Goodbye. Ah, hello.
Hello.
Was the lift all right?
One was out of order, but the others were working.
Come on in.
What a nice flat you have got.
It's nice, though I'd have preferred to have one facing south instead of overlooking the stadium. But never mind, I was lucky to get it at all. It's a Galaxy Council flat, you know.
You were lucky. Mine's a freehold flat, and you can't imagine what it costs in upkeep.
Awful, I should think. But come into the living room and sit down while I get you a cup of coffee. Luckily, I've got a portable automatic dictionary here in the flat to give you the explanations.
Oh, that's good.
OK, let's start, shall we? First, N.O. Hope's message.
The fifth tape is an amusing story about some new furniture. The people in the story lived in a block of flats, though in the 20th century it wasn't unusual for families to have a house to themselves with a garden. In many places there was a shortage of housing, and people often had to wait for years before they had a place of their own. The local councils built many blocks of flats and let them or sold them with a high mortgage to people who couldn't afford to build or buy a flat of their own.
As to furnishing the home, furniture could be bought on hire purchase, meaning that instead of paying for it all at once, they paid a deposit and then installments every month. People were beginning to use built-in furniture at that time, but a lot of it was not built-in, as you will hear in the story.
It must have been rather nice to put your furniture wherever you wanted it.
Maybe, but think of the cleaning.
Oh, you practical-minded woman. But let's listen to what the tape has to say.
So if I were you, dearie, I wouldn't keep that wardrobe. I know it's lovely and all that, but I'm sure you'd get a good price for it if you sold it, and you could put the new cupboard there instead. When did you say the furniture's coming?
Sometime this afternoon. What time is it now?
It's getting on for 12. I'd better go.
Oh, my goodness, is it as late as that? Oh, Edith, I wonder if you could stay for a few minutes and help me make room for the new furniture.
Make room? How?
Room also means space where things are or can be put. If there isn't enough room for something in your living room, then you rearrange the furniture and make space, make room for the new thing you want to put in.
Oh, Edith, I wonder if you could help me make room for the new furniture. You see, it's a surprise for my husband.
Of course, dearie. You know I'd never let you down. What do you want me to do?
Well, if you wouldn't mind giving me a hand with this piano, I'd better push it over there, and I can't move the wardrobe all by myself either.
Well, if you say so, though...
It's not so heavy. The piano's on wheels. You pull and I'll push. Ready?
Oh, my shoe! It's got stuck. Pull the piano.
Oh.
You shouldn't have pushed so hard.
Oh, wait, are you all right?
Yes, yes, I'm all right. But look at my shoe. The heels come off.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How clumsy of me. There's a shoemaker just round the corner who mends things on the spot. Sit down and I'll take it there right away. I won't be a moment.
Is that you, Edna? I'm at Maureen's. You'll never guess. She's getting some new furniture. Well, if you ask me, it's high time she did. They have a beautiful flat with every mod con, but you should just see the junk she's got. Lots of antique bits and pieces. Not nearly as nice as my period suite.
Junk?
Junk means old, useless things, rubbish. Things you discard or throw out because they have no use.
You should see the junk she's got.
Period suite.
A suite is a complete set of furniture. For instance, a dining room suite consists of a sideboard, a table, and some chairs. A period suite is a set of furniture which is made to look as if it were antique, that is very old and valuable.
She has lots of antique bits and pieces, not nearly as nice as my period suite. And the carpets. Maureen says they're valuable Persian rugs, but if you ask me, they're dirty old rags. I'd be ashamed to put them in my dustbin, let alone on my floor. What did you say? I'll phone you back. Someone's at the door. Yes?
Morning, Mrs. Chippendale. Your furniture's arrived.
Well, Mrs. Chippendale's out. She wasn't expecting you till this afternoon.
Well, I can't dump this on the doorstep, can I?
No, of course not. You'd better bring it in. She'll be back in a minute.
Okay, Fred, let's get this desk inside. Where do you want it?
That's funny. She didn't say anything about a desk. But if I were her, I'd put it under the window. Over there, please. It's awfully big. More like an office desk, if you ask me.
Now, Fred, Let's bring up the filing cabinet next.
Filing cabinet?
A filing cabinet is a cupboard where official papers, files are kept.
Now, Fred, let's bring up the filing cabinet next.
Filing cabinet? Well, I always said Marine had strange taste.
Sign here, please. Thank you.
Edna, you'd never guess if you lived to be 100. She must be mad. She's ordered a filing cabinet. It's just arrived. Yes, that's what I thought. And there's a huge mahogany desk, a bright yellow synthetic leather studded settee, and four matching swivel chairs.
What is a settee?
A settee is a long, soft seat like a sofa or a big armchair with sides and back for two or more persons.
I see. And what are swivel chairs?
You can turn round without standing up in a swivel chair. The seat moves round and round.
There's a huge mahogany desk, a bright yellow synthetic leather studded settee, and four matching swivel chairs. Well, I always said they were show-offs, but even if they tried, they couldn't have found anything worse. It's tasteless, it's impersonal, and you should just see that yellow suite next to the purple and pink checked curtains. Oh, she's coming. I'll phone you again later. Are you back already?
Yes, and here's your shoe.
Well, I've got a surprise for you. You'll never guess what.
Not the furniture. Already?
Yes, just wait till you see it. It's beautiful. It took my breath away. Especially that lovely yellow settee. The color scheme is marvelous. An interior designer couldn't have done better.
An interior designer?
An interior designer plans the decoration for the inside of a building. He decides what paint, wallpaper, carpets, curtains, and so on should be used.
An interior designer couldn't have done better.
What yellow settee? My God, what's this? Where's my cream-coloured sofa and dark brown upholstered chairs?
Upholstered?
To upholster a chair or a sofa is to put some padding or soft covering on the springs. An upholstered seat is much softer to sit on than a wooden one.
Where's my cream-coloured sofa and dark brown upholstered chairs? And what about my glass-topped coffee table?
What?
This isn't what I ordered. Why did you let them deliver this horrible furniture? This is more like an office suite.
Well, what else could I do? Your name was on the delivery slip. I checked.
Oh, whatever will my husband say? What can I say? What can I do?
Maureen?
Oh, it's your husband.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Something awful's happened.
What did you say?
Something terrible's happened.
Don't be silly, that's what I said.
But the furniture.
Yes, exactly. The furniture. I'd ordered some beautiful bright yellow office furniture. You know, leather settee and swivel chairs. And instead they sent an ordinary cream-coloured sofa and some dull, dark brown upholstered chairs. Funny thing is that the name was right, Chippendale.
Now, what are we going to do without the expression extractor?
Well, I wondered about that, so I decided to listen to the tape before you came. And I've written the expressions all down. Here they are. It's getting on for 12, to make room for, on the spot, as it is, I won't be a moment, every mod con.
Mod con? Whatever's that?
Modern convenience. Everything laid on, gas, electricity, hot and cold running water, and so on. Then there's let alone, to be a show-off, to take one's breath away, colour scheme, to be to one's taste.
You really are most efficient, Prof.
I wish you wouldn't call me Prof all the time. Vanessa's my name.
But it's so formal.
As you like. Well, Greg, come and see my super modern kitchen, and my robot cook's boy will give you a toasted sandwich.
That's nice.